I am joined now on Express Yourself by Elizabeth Strunk, who's the School Youth and Family Program Manager at Aspen Art Museum. How are you, Elizabeth?
Good. Thanks for having us.
And we also have Ryan Prince here, who is an educator and an artist.
Hi, how are you?
And we're here to talk now about an art education program that the Aspen Art Museum did. And so beginning, Ryan, you just did a residency in January in Grand Junction.
Yes, I was there for about 3 weeks, not quite the whole month.
And what kind of residency was this?
It was, so I went into, as part of one of the programs at the museum, I go into schools, and in this case it was third grade. And so I went almost all of the third grade classes in the D51?
D51.
School district. And so I brought a lesson, sort of a presentation, and then an activity into those third graders.
And most of these being Title I schools, meaning that there's no arts education full-time?
Yeah, so Title I schools receive federal funding as a way to meet the needs and the goals of the students. And so most of the time, one of the first things to be cut in Title I schools ends up being visual arts. So Grand Junction has 25 elementary schools, one of which has a full-time art teacher, and one of which has a part-time art teacher. And other than that, they receive art once every month. So the students get at most, most of the students get at most 6 times of art making a year.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so could you speak to the philosophy of why art matters in schools?
This is where we're staring at each other.
where to begin?
Where to begin? Personally, yeah. You know, and I can draw from my personal experience, but I think also just in general as an educator, art just provides a way of really encouraging the mind to be creative, and you can still do lots of problem solving. There's lots of sort of self responsibility and self-awareness that comes out of making art. It's also usually kind of a collaborative experience, maybe a little bit more than a classroom. So I think between those problem-solving skills, building confidence, working with your other classmates. I mean, it also just speaks to different kind of learners. Mm-hmm. So I've seen all of those things, which I think is really important.
Yeah, and before starting at the museum, I was an art teacher in different public schools. And I think, too, something that we talk about, one of my personal philosophies and then something we talk about at the museum is the concept of teaching soft skills through art. So teaching respect, teaching compassion, teaching those different things. But like Ryan said as well, you know, it's a whole brain process.
It's
mm-hmm. There's so many things that come out of it that help in every aspect of life.
I was just thinking an exercise is a part of the brain that maybe you don't get to access when you're just strictly doing science or math or
mm-hmm.
reading. It's reflective, right? It gives the kids a chance to digest some of all that other information
mm-hmm.
they're receiving in an emotional way.
Yeah.
Right. It can be very personal. And I think in really good art programs, too, there's an encouragement to be sort of personal, to be maybe emotional in a certain way that is not appropriate maybe in class or something, but to really engage in that kind of personal way is really great.
Yeah, and I feel like too now more than ever there's such a big emphasis on social emotional learning and cultivating practices that enhance that and that encourage that and that provides people, whether that's kids or adults alike, you know, it provides people with a way to express themselves in healthy manners and get those feelings out and everything.
And what kind of activities did you do with the kids?
So the activity I did, and I don't know if Elizabeth, you want to talk to that, but it was, if you can just describe the whole
yeah.
program, because I think that's unique and important.
Okay. So the Aspen Art Museum runs a program with our schools called Open Studio. And this was developed by the Getty Museum. And so the Aspen Art Museum, the San Francisco MoMA, and the Getty Museum all run this program where contemporary artists write the lesson plans that we then implement in the schools. So Ryan was in Grand Junction teaching a lesson plan written by an artist named Anna Suhoi. She's based in LA. And what's really cool about the program is for the museum. I think in our archive we have about 20 open studios, which are all online for free if anybody wants to access them. And it's a really cool way to see into the artist's thought process and the practice and the way that people think. So it's more than just seeing, you know, making art. It's also about seeing how art can be made in different ways.
Yeah, and the one specifically, the Anna Suhoy lesson, I guess all of them actually, they start from more of an idea or more of an issue rather than a skill or a technique, which I really love kind of teaching, especially going into a classroom as a visitor. We're not trying to accomplish something sort of formally or accomplish a skill. Mm-hmm. It's so this particular one, we were dealing with scale and changing scale and imagery. But almost more than that, it was telling a story through your drawing, through scale, really. And so the greatest part actually is when we do the presentation, and then after when they're doing their drawing exercise, it's really a storytelling exercise. And so you just walk around, and all of the kids have just amazing sort of stories to tell in these images. And so they get really excited about that.
And it's cool too. That's what we were talking about, because I went to Grand Junction and was able to see Ryan teach. And it's so cool because we've taught that lesson in so many schools to so many kids. And every time, there has never been the same drawing. Twice.
Right, exactly.
Every single time. It really speaks to the creativity of kids.
Yeah, and the opportunity for the kids to engage with their peers and tell the stories that might otherwise just not come through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really, and I guess that's another part of it, is the sharing part of kids is pretty incredible. And I think there's actually sort of an innate ability to honor your classmate's story. You know, it just seems like that in that sharing process there, I just witnessed a lot of just real great classroom support of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were great. They were great stories and everybody loved them. I mean, it was cool.
Are there any plans to follow up with these same schools again later?
So our plan is and I have to give a shout out to Tracy LaFabre, who is the Arts Heritage Coordinator in the Grand Junction School District. She's an incredible person who is really making a huge effort to bring arts to the students there. So she runs a program where, like what I talked about earlier, how they receive art once a month, that's being taught by an Art Heritage volunteer. So she oversees all of those volunteers. So I've been in collaboration with her for the past year to get this program up and running. And our hope is to eventually be able to bring the kids to the museum, because so many of them, we've been getting feedback from teachers, so many of them have never visited an art museum at all. And because we're the only accredited art museum on the western slope of Colorado, we feel like that's a really important thing to do, to get kids here and see the museum. And then we also hope to keep this up every year. So hopefully be able to provide the same programming to every third grade student in January from here on out.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something I've noticed as sort of a broader initiative of the museum. Although Aspen's in the title, it's really a regional museum, as you described. It's for the Western Slope.
And yeah, absolutely.
It's reaching out to a lot of communities with the current exhibition. Actually, might be out of there now, Abraham Cruz Villegas. But really cool.
Yeah, it just closed.
Just closed. Mm.
Really cool the way that they were able to bring so many community partners into the space.
Yeah.
And so, anything else that you guys would like to bring up regarding this specific program?
I mean, just from being there, it was just such a rewarding experience. I also want to kind of give a shout out to all of the teachers in the schools, the principals. They were incredibly welcoming. I felt really, really special, and just really supportive. And I noticed that all those teachers, no matter really their background or skill set, were doing creative things, creating things in their classroom to fill that gap. And then I just felt so appreciated and welcome. So I really loved that part. It made everything sort of that much more worth it, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And if it's okay, I'd like to thank our donors at this time too.
Right,
so we are really fortunate to have such fantastic donors who support our education programs. One of those is the Questrom Education Fund, and then another one is Andy and Jim Gordon. They provide the – so when we bring kids to the museum, we actually will give travel reimbursement to schools, and we give free lunches to the schools as well that come to visit us, because we want to make it as accessible as possible. And knowing, too, that we reach so many Title I schools, that's something that a lot of Title I schools implement, is free to reduce lunches. And so we want to make sure that we keep that in line for them. And so Andy and Jim Gordon provide that. And then the Questrom Education Fund provides a lot of funding for the rest of our programs.
For people who are listening and interested in getting engaged in this particular piece of the Aspen Art Museum, that's education and schools and families, what's the best way?
The best way in getting engaged with the programming. Mm-hmm. So you can visit our website. We have a really great calendar where you can find all of our different events and programming that we have. We have our Instagram and our Facebook pages and all of that stuff. Can you think of anything else?
I think if you do come to the museum, make sure you ask, you know, anyone in there, the guides or anyone, about the programs. There's a lot of information. There's so many programs, both in schools and in the community, that the website is a great resource. But if you're just there, ask. There's a new learning lab that you can go into and actually sort of experience information and maybe in a different way than the galleries about the artist in there. So ask about the learning lab if you're there, as well as all the education programs.
And yeah. We're a free museum, so yes, there's no free charge when you come through the door. And a lot of our programming is free, too.
I've noticed putting together the calendar that there are a lot of programs specifically for kids, whether they're classes at the museum itself or at the libraries. And how can people sign up to receive that newsletter and be keen on all the events?
So if you go to our homepage on the website, you can sign up for the newsletter there.
Great. And how about your own artwork, Ryan Prince? Where can people get a sense of that?
I could give my cell phone. No, I just relocated to the Valley. So, it's in process, and I'm getting things sort of picked up. I really appreciate that.
Sure,
if I had something to actually provide, I would.
But coming to a gallery near you soon.
That's right, yeah. I'll be on the streets in the
for
summer.
Sure.
Well, thank you so much, Ryan Prince, and thank you, Elizabeth Strunk, School Youth and Family Programs Manager. Thank you, Aspen Art Museum, for everything you're doing here in the Valley to promote the arts. We're all about it here at KD&K and on Express Yourself especially.
Oh, thank you
awesome.
For having us. Thank you
Thanks
so much.
So much.